This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Seven past the hour, it's the Talk Radio Countdown Show, and you are correct. I am not Doug Steffen. I am Rich McFadden, along with Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine and Victoria Keelan from the DJV Show. Here with you this week to count down your top 10 talk topics. I love saying that. Michael Harrison, thank you for creating this radio show just so that I can sit here every now and then and say your top 10 talk topics.
I know, that's a tongue twister.
It is, absolutely.
You do it very well.
I'm
most
a professional.
People are not capable. You are. That's top 10 talk topics.
That's it.
Peter Piper.
So, the Talkers Magazine and the staff at Talkers Magazine works very hard every single week monitoring all of the news talk radio stations to see what everybody's talking about and what you are talking about with them, and then they form this little list and they tell us what we all have been talking about all week. And Michael is usually not here in this hour, but since he is our special guest and does this in the hour he joins Doug, we would like to have him go through the top 10 stories. And just FYI, you might be going, where is Doug? Well, right at this moment, Doug is running around his farm going, why doesn't my generator work, and how come my power keeps going out?
So, isn't that amazing? Yeah, I mean, Doug does this show from a farm.
He does it from his farm, and life on the farm sometimes get interrupted, and if he joins us, he joins us. If he doesn't, he doesn't. The top 10 topics don't change.
Yeah, well, let's do it. Here we are. At number 10, we have Major League Baseball action, and the NBA Finals have finally arrived. That second season of basketball, very interesting. At number 9, we have the murdered Russian journalist, crazy story. And we have at number 8, Kardashian visits Trump, another crazy story. At number 7, the Iran nuclear deal. At number 6, immigration policy and the gang MS-13 being talked about. The steel tariffs at number 5. The Trump pardons are at number 4. At number 3, the ongoing Trump-Russia investigation. At number 2, we have North Korea talks. Will they or won't they get together in Singapore in June? Well, it is June. And at number 1, the ABC television cancellation of the hit TV series Roseanne. All right. The people survey, we have LeBron James at number 10, kind of a miracle man out there on the basketball court. Kim Kardashian at number 9, Samantha Bee and Ivanka Trump at number 8. At number 7, Martha Stewart, Rod Blagojevich, and Dinesh D'Souza. And I know Victoria can pronounce his name perfectly because I was listening to her talking to you.
Blagojevich.
Blagojevich. Excellent. Let's see if I can remember that. At number 6, we have Barack Obama. You may remember him. He was president many, many years ago. And number 5, Hillary Clinton. Number 4, Robert Mueller, James Comey, and Andrew McCabe. Kim Jong-un at 3, Roseanne Barr at 2, and Donald Trump at number 1. Kind of an eclectic mix of folk, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, absolutely. The stories are very interesting this week. It's, you know, a little bit strays from your normal list of stories because we've got a few crazy things thrown in there, and the people as well. It's interesting. If you look at this list of people, they're all a little bit nuts, aren't they?
Check it out. This is a wackadoo list this week.
You should hear what they say about
the top
marriage.
The top three are Kim Jong Un, Roseanne Barr, and Donald Trump. How'd you like to be at a cocktail party with those three?
Okay. Didn't Roseanne Barr run for president at one point, or was it somebody else, like another crazy?
I don't remember her ever running for president, but I think after this week, she'd probably get a couple of votes.
Anything could happen.
Yeah.
I find it amazing that, I tend to be cynical and think that it's all just a conspiracy. Of course, I know it's not. But that that there's a master plan behind some of the actions of these people who are very, very well known, very wealthy, very influential, and very foolish. And yet you realize, no, fame and fortune and status don't necessarily indicate stability.
And Ambien don't mix.
Yeah, well...
And all of her other meds that she's on. So,
right,
yeah.
Right.
We
start out at number one just because, A, it is the most interesting story of the week, and B, we're going to give it the time that Doug usually can't give it. This Roseanne thing, it fascinated me. I was screaming at the television going, okay, great, now why are you still talking about it? But everybody wanted to talk about this for several days in a row.
Yep.
And I was like, okay. And it's an interesting thing in that comedians, there's so many interesting things about it. Comedians used to be able to say crazy things. And now they cannot, because you have a cell phone everywhere, and everybody is offended all the time. That said, what she said was extremely offensive, and she should have been fired. You cannot say that. But nobody is safe anymore, Michael. And in this world of talk radio, it's kind of the same thing. You are paid by radio stations to go out and keep people's attention, to say things to keep people engaged to the radio. Yet at the same time, if you step right over that bound, and the line is right here. Right now I'm behind the line. Right now I'm over the line. You're done. Your career is over.
You're making a very good point. This is the challenge of being a talk radio host. It's also the challenge of being in the opinion business, and particularly talk radio hosts who are paid to be provocative and controversial, and comedians who are paid to be even more provocative and controversial. And it's always been dangerous to be a cutting-edge comedian. All the way back to the days of Lenny Bruce, he was arrested for things that he said publicly in nightclubs, private nightclubs, and they would arrest him. This is nothing new. Comedy is a fascinating area of determining where that constantly moving line may be. Talk radio is more corporate, although Roseanne operated under a corporate umbrella with ABC TV, and she should have known that. Talk radio is even more difficult because it's very corporate, and these corporations are in a position where they have a genre that succeeds only when it's provocative, and it's hours of spontaneity. Nobody forced Roseanne to do that tweet. The tweet was not part of her act. When you're on the radio for 3 hours without a team of writers, without a lot of time to prepare bits and skits and write it out and pre-produce the parts, you're bound to get in trouble, and that's the art of it. It's very, very difficult business.
It is, and that's, you know, we sit here every day. Doug, Victoria, Jennifer, everybody comes on, and we aren't told what to say. I mean, we have a loose outline of what we're going to talk about from hour to hour, segment to segment, day to day. But nobody's telling us what to say, and it's not scripted out. So you are just coming off the cuff, and it's easy to go, ooh, should I have said that?
Absolutely, but I do want to point out one thing, that the show that you're describing is not under pressure to be extremely crazy, wild, provocative, controversial. You do not have that reputation. You still have to be interesting, spontaneous, provocative, and controversial, but not on the level that some people face, because that's their shtick.
Right. And that's true.
You know, for example, Alex Jones got into all
kinds of... I was just thinking Alex Jones.
Alex Jones develops a reputation for being the leading conspiracy theorist in America, and he embraced it. But are there enough conspiracies every day to have fresh meat for the people that enjoy listening to you? So, naturally, you're going to start to embellish, you're going to engage in hyperbole, and eventually you're going to make up stuff. And that's where he ran into trouble, to fulfill the expectation of the reputation. Imus got into that problem years ago with the ill-fated remark about the Rutgers women's basketball team.
Yes.
This is a very common situation, and it comes from trying to live up to your reputation, if you have a reputation for being a bad boy or a bad girl. And it's tough because the bar keeps going higher, and it seems that in this particular era of super sensitivity, where everybody's going to chip
offended.
On their shoulder,
offended.
That somebody outside of your target audience, the people that like what you do, like I mentioned before, Lenny Bruce appearing at a private nightclub and then being arrested for breaking civic codes, the people outside of your audience hear about it because of the internet and because of all these organizations out there and the politicization of everything, and they hear it secondhand and they get offended. People get offended who aren't even in your audience.
Yeah. Well,
and that's the problem.
Give me 90 seconds on the change in broadcasting over the past decade to where there is no news, quote-unquote news, unbiased news. Everything is opinion. You know what you're going to get from CNN. You know what you're going to get from Fox and MSNBC. You even know what you're going to get from NBC, CBS, and ABC News. Is that totally gone, and how does that affect talk radio? Because talk radio used to be the place where you went for opinion.
Yeah, they've co-opted talk radio shtick. And there was once a time in the world when newspapers and various aspects of newspapers, television news, radio news, would have what's called editorial, and we don't mean op-ed, we mean straight news, and then they would have the op-ed, the opinion editorial, and it was very separate. Opinion
right.
was separate from the news. And talk radio was kind of cool in as much as it was the place, it was an accompaniment, a side dish to the news, where you would get all views and maybe a little bit of news. In other words, the news at the top of the hour, and then let's talk about the news and give our opinion. And that proved to be so successful that the all-news operations, newspapers, television, News, ABC, Fox emerges. They stole talk radio's shtick and have put opinion front and forward, and because it gets ratings. It confirms people's predispositions. It gives them affirmation that they're right, that they and their buddies are right. And it's turned everything on its ear. It's not good for talk radio, because now talk radio has to compete against everybody doing its thing.
And I've always made the case, and I don't know how many years I'll be able to make this case, but certainly now, talk radio hosts have years of experience of engaging with an audience, whereas TV hosts do not, except for the Hannity type things. But, you know, TV has got a lot of catching up to do to be able to engage an audience like talk radio does.
Well, TV is a very different medium. It impacts a different part of the psyche. It's, you know, media theory goes very deep into that. But also, TV is very, very prepared. TV is very shallow. TV is in sound bites.
Yeah.
I know whenever I go on television, I come away from it feeling, did I say anything? What
right.
you know?
Right.
But I've learned that when you watch it, you could say something in 30 seconds on TV, and it seems like it's a big deal. It's the psychology of how it works. Talk radio will expose you as not knowing what the hell you're talking about very quickly. 3 hours a day, spontaneous conversation. It's
not
a
only
much
that,
more demanding
the other
media.
Interesting thing about talk radio versus TV is that talk radio, we're in your ears, in the middle mm-hmm. of your brain right now. You're not distracted by a screen, by seeing something. Mm-hmm. So we are all together in this, because we are kind of in your earbuds, we're in your car speakers. And you are not distracted by a TV that's 5 to 10 feet away. So it's much more personal. It's much more engaging. And that's where talk radio wins. And I think that we'll have that strength for a long time.
You sound like Marshall McLuhan. That's heavy-duty media theory. You're absolutely correct.
Thank you, David G. Hall. All right. It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show at 19 past the hour. Coming up, North Korea and the Trump-Russia investigations.
Hey, what's going on? What are you doing?
Oh, my gosh, no. Insomnia, please, not tonight. I've got a busy day tomorrow.
Ooh, what's that sound? Wow, sounds like your partner is sound asleep. You must be jealous.
Yes.
Too bad. Come on, let's go to the kitchen. Yes, you have ice cream and cookies. Eat all of it.
Insomnia, please, leave me alone.
No. Who is that? Check your phone. Ooh, scroll through social media. Check the news.
That's it. I'm taking Calitrin, so you will finally leave me alone for good.
Wait, no. Not Calitrin. I'm sorry.
Too late.
No, please, no.
Finally, sleep.
Calitrin, the number one choice for healthy weight loss that not only works while you sleep, it helps you sleep.
I really enjoy taking Calitrin because it definitely helps me with my sleeping. I have lost approximately 10 pounds, and I am very pleased with the results.
My name is Marcia, and my husband and I both take Calitrin to sleep better at night and for to help on his weight.
Check us out at toploss.com.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Three past the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, sans Doug Steffen, who is chasing his generator around his farm. So instead, we had the privilege of having Michael Harrison of Talkers Magazine here, along with Victoria Keelan of the DJV Show, and myself, Rich McFadden of Radio America. We are at number two and three. We're going backwards for Doug. We started with number one, which was ABC cancels the Roseanne Show. Big, huge topic on Talk Radio this week. And actually everywhere, everybody was talking about
everyone.
It.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
As a matter of fact, you can see in that story just how frivolous and shallow a society we are, because one of the most important stories of the week was not even in our top 10 list. And there were surveys done by research organizations comparing the Roseanne story's coverage on the straight news networks with a really important story. The really important story of the week was the fact that thousands and thousands and thousands of people died in Puerto Rico in the aftermath of that storm, which has been basically underplayed, underaddressed, underdealt with, and underreported.
So let's give that a couple of minutes then, since we have the ability to change the list as you're sitting here. Puerto Rico is reporting that 63 people died, something like that, in the storm.
Well,
but in reality, in the aftermath, because of the lack of power, because of the lack of medical attention, they calculated that it's over 4,000 people have died in relation to the
storm.
Closer
to 5,000, yep.
Right, right. And that, I'm tying that into the number one story of the week. In other words, I'm not saying, hey, we should be talking about Puerto Rico, even though we should. I'm not going off
story.
Survey. What I'm saying is, if you look at the amount of conversation about Roseanne, the part of the story about that story is how obsessed the media and the public is about basically something that is not that important to our lives. It's still under the category.
I would challenge that a little bit.
Of entertainment.
I would say the Roseanne story has importance because, you know, we all talk about race relations. Mm-hmm. We all talk about hate and hate speech.
Yeah, there's no question. But
we all talk about use of drugs and Ambien.
Yeah, but there's no aspect to what some television comedian who has a reputation for being a bit of a loose cannon anyway did on a Twitter account to thousands of people dying, and the real race issue being the fact that far more attention was given to the people in Houston than to the people in Puerto Rico, and the question is, why is that?
Well, so there, that's a big question.
Yeah. So, and again, I'm not playing the role here of, hey, I'm not being a complainer. I'm just pointing out, connecting dots as to which directions these stories go from a standpoint of if you want to talk about it. But that's all. I just thought I'd throw that in there.
I think it's a great point, Michael. And my husband and I do a lot of dog rescue work with the island of Puerto Rico. So we're very connected to this story, and we have been since long before the storm and with the debt crisis and things like that. And the fact that I think most Americans, I think in the middle of the country, don't consider Puerto Ricans Americans. They don't even realize that they are American citizens. There's 3.8 or 3.9 million American citizens living on the island of Puerto Rico, and people think because it's so far away, it's in the Caribbean, they're not white. I think there's so many factors to the distance that most people have. There's no real connection. Now, I'm in New York City. There's a huge Puerto Rican population here, so there's a big connection to the island here. And so it's easier for us to be up on these types of issues and more aware of the news. But I just think it's a lot of out of sight, out of mind. And I don't know what the death count was of Hurricane Harvey in Houston. Was it over 100 people? I don't even remember, but it was certainly nothing compared to 4,600 people and counting. And they haven't even, the reason that in Puerto Rico, they haven't been able to process the bodies because the morgues didn't have power. And so that's why there's so many people and so many more people we're going to see in this death toll before this is over. They haven't even cleaned up the island yet. It still looks like the moon. Most of it, outside of San Juan, Puerto Rico is still a disaster, and it is still very much a crisis.
Funny, Michael, and we gotta wrap this up here, but isn't it funny, Michael, that with all of the options that we have to find information today at our fingertips, that everybody talks about the same useless stories?
Yeah, that's human nature, and it's one of the perplexing aspects of making sense out of what's important every day, and it's at the heart of journalism. It's at the heart of journalism. Yeah. What's
journalism?
News?
What is journalism?
What is journalism?
There is no journalism anymore.
What is news?
Yeah.
And it's mostly follow the leader. I know you got to take a break, but very interesting.
There it is. It's 29 past the hour. I know I promised you North Korea and Russia and Trump pardons and steel tariffs, and it's all coming up here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
In today's automotive news, there is a possibility that motorcycle crashes could be reduced by air jets that are being developed by German parts manufacturer Bosch. Bosch revealed the experimental project last Thursday. Bosch envisioned that the sensors could detect slip, and once the bike exceeds a threshold of slip, air jets come out of the side the opposite way the bike is leaning to provide reverse thrust. Basically, the gas counteracts the skid and keeps the bike upright when things go wrong. For more, go to OurAutoExpert.com. I'm Nick Miles.
My Chrysler Pacifica is totally loaded. It has stow-and-go seating, the available Uconnect theater, and listen to these speakers.
Hey, Mom, what was that song?
Huh? What song?
Chrysler Pacifica. It's loaded with attitude. Chrysler is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
You don't have- USA Radio News.
The Trump administration is putting a 25% tariff on steel and a 10% tariff on aluminum to Canada, Mexico, and the European Union. Now, the European Union has immediately said they would impose countermeasures in response to the United States' actions. As for China, Republican Congressman Sean Duffy says they're not out of the woods quite yet.
We were hoping that China would take some good faith efforts to reduce some of their barriers, to make commitments in regard to the stealing of intellectual property. They haven't gone far enough, and so I think the president's going to keep the steel and aluminum tariffs on the table.
The union, representing thousands of Las Vegas casino workers, estimated that MGM and Caesars could lose more than $10 million a day if housekeepers, cooks, and others go on strike starting Friday. Las Vegas Mayor Carolyn Goodman was asked if she believes a strike will happen.
I think it will settle. I'm not quite sure on the numbers because, of course, I haven't been included in them.
That audio there courtesy of Fox News. This is USA Radio News.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. That's 800-296-1261.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Before past the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, I am Rich McFadden from Radio America and for Doug Steffen, who may or may not be back, depending on the generator gods on his farm. So until then, you've got myself, Victoria Keelan from the DJV Show, and of course, we have the pleasure of having the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, which isn't really a magazine anymore, Michael. It's all online.
It is. It's a magazine.
Tell me how it's a magazine when you're online. What makes it a magazine when everything's digital now?
I remember
the days of waiting to get my new Talkers Magazine show up. It was a big, beautiful, color probably 40, 50 page magazine that would show up in my office every week.
Big color printing and paper is not going to enhance your career. It's not going to help you do a better job as a broadcaster. What comes in the online now does the same exact thing, only better than a piece of print. It's the content that counts, and even more than that, it's the philosophy of what it is. The reason we continue to call it a magazine is because it's in the tradition of the great trade publications. And the last thing I want to do is suddenly have Talkers be a website, a trade website. It's a trade magazine, just like a newspaper.
Right.
When you go to the LATimes.com or the WashingtonPost.com, you know you're reading a newspaper online. It's the conveyance, but the psychology of it, the philosophy.
So there's still a format.
Its purpose is to do what trade magazines have done. Maybe years from now, as we get deeper into the 21st century, we'll shed those words like listening to a record, taping an interview. But for the sake of communication, and I thought hard about this as the chief decision maker at Talkers, and that's why we kept the word magazine in there, because people understand what a trade publication, what a trade magazine is. Websites, that's a very, very vague area right now in terms of our development culturally.
Yeah, exactly. All right, well, since you are the chief cook and bottle washer at Talkers Magazine, you have the honor of reviewing the top 10 stories and the top 10 people of the week as calculated by the folks at Talkers Magazine throughout talk radio.
You want me to go through the list again?
Absolutely. Thank you.
Oh, you mean we don't have the same people listening from the beginning?
Not have the same people. Believe it or not, people
I don't understand.
Out of this
people
program.
Have lives. They're like doing other things. They're not sitting in front of the radio in chairs.
And that's one thing that a lot of talk radio listeners don't understand is that much like yourself, you're listening to this show right now in your car on your way to work, on your way to the store, in between calls at your office, whatever it is.
Just to inform our listeners, that's one of the perplexing, challenging aspects of doing radio, because you have a moving target audience. If you like, going to the movies and starting the movie every 5 minutes,
right?
Because people are walking in the theater.
Right.
Actually, back when I was a kid, that's the way you went to the movies. You'd go anytime. You never knew the schedule. You'd sit down during the movie, then you'd stay for the repeat of the movie, and you'd leave at the point that you
get out.
That is nuts.
So you
That's
see the end of a
exhibit.
Movie, know the end, and then stay and watch the beginning
why
of it?
Why do you think they used to have the saying, nobody will be allowed in the theater during the final 10 minutes of this film? Because back in the day, the movies would be on, and they would show the movie continuously, or maybe a B movie as well. So you'd have the A movie, then the B movie, then the A movie, then the B movie, the A movie, the B movie. And it was not that easy to get the schedule, because there was no online or anything, so you just go to the movies. You'd get there, you'd go in, you'd know that if you stay there long enough, you're going to
see
both films, and you'd start in the middle of it. It was common.
That's awful.
Ask anybody over...
Oh, my God!
You guys are kids, awful. But ask anybody over 55 years old what it was
torture.
Like going to the movies when they were kids.
Oh, my God.
I literally can't handle that at a museum when they have sometimes a video presentation, and, it's on a loop, so you never really know what point you're at. That just drives, and that's like a 20-minute thing. Like, I could never handle that for 2 hours.
Yeah. But I'm telling you, people listening to this, am I right? I can feel everybody going, right, that's right. That's what it was like. It was continuous showings was the term. And you'd see people walking out in the middle of the movie. Ah, is that the part we came in? And if it was really a great movie, you'd stay and watch it 1.5 times.
Wow.
You'd stay all the way to the end.
Thank God for technology.
Okay, do we have time for me to run through all these
Absolutely,
things?
Let's do it.
Okay, number 10, Major League Baseball action, NBA Finals. Number 9, the murdered Russian journalist. And murdered is in quotes. Kim Kardashian West visits Trump in the West Wing. That's why they named it that. At number 8. Number 7, Iran nuclear deal. Number 6, immigration policy and MS-13. Steel tariffs at 5. Trump pardons at 4. Trump-Russia investigation at 3. Number 2, North Korea and the U.S. What's going on? And number 1, the most important story of all time, ABC TV cancels Roseanne.
And it's eating up a lot of our time here, for sure.
Yeah, it's okay. People like it.
All right,
you want the people survey?
I do want the people. Oh,
okay.
Thank you.
Number 10, LeBron. Number 9, Kim. No, Kim Kardashian, as opposed to the other Kim. We got two Kims on the survey. At number 8, Samantha B. and Ivanka Trump at number 8. Number 7, Martha Stewart, Rod Blagojevich, Dinesh D'Souza, Barack Obama at 6. Number 5, Hillary. Number 4, Mueller, Comey, and McCabe. Number 3, Kim Jong-un. Number 2, Roseanne Barr. Number 1, Donald Trump. What a week.
All right, I feel like Doug Steffen because we've basically eaten up half of this hour talking about Roseanne, and we need to plow through the rest of this stuff. But, you know, some of these things are, there's not a whole lot new going on. For example, number 2 and number 3, North Korea talks and the Trump-Russia investigation. The North Korea talks, we've got one of the diplomats, in quotes, from North Korea that's coming to New York to talk to Secretary of State Pompeo. And so that makes it promising that there will actually be a meeting on June 12th. We don't have any particulars yet, and we don't have any finalizations on that, but it's looking good that there will actually be a talk. What do you think will come out of it, Victoria?
I've said this for a long time. I think a photo op is going to come out of it. I don't really know that we're going to get anything solid. I don't know. I really don't know. And what can we expect out of it? Kim Jong-un can say, well, we just blew up a tunnel and we just blew up part of the stuff in our nuclear program. But they've done that before, and then they just rebuilt it. So I don't know. I think that this makes Kim Jong-un, this is all upside for him. I just don't know what the upside really
is. This is why I asked you first, because I know you were skeptical of this whole thing the whole time.
Yeah.
And now that we've seen Kim Jong-un try to take some, call them good faith measures, releasing the prisoners and blowing up one of the plants and trying, you know, but then again, he slipped and called Vice President Pence dumb and whatnot. So I'm wondering whether your opinion has changed about it at all.
I still think that all of this is posturing for Kim Jong-un, and I think all of it is good press for him, because while he can dangle that carrot as long as he can, he still looks like a better person than we thought of him a few months ago.
So we're all suckers.
So.
As my friend Gordon Liddy used to say,
I don't want
suckers.
Us to be. Obviously, I don't want us to be, and I don't want our country to look bad. But I don't really know that we're going to get anything out of it. I just
Michael,
don't.
You have a good out. You got a good feeling about this.
I think that the end is already planned. I think this is a reality show. Two very like-minded.
You are
people.
Cynical, aren't you?
Yeah, two very like-minded guys have figured out a way to benefit from each other's relationship, and that's Kim Jong-un and Donald Trump. I think they're the best buddies that ever happened. I think that they're all laid out. I think they're having a ball.
It's funny you say that. Well, one of our hosts here, Chad Benson, who has a very interesting take on stories, just he's so different. He was like, you know, Trump and Kim Jong-un understand each other.
Exactly.
Trump
That's what I'm
knows
saying.
That Kim Jong-un wants to be riding in a limo with a hot tub in it. He wants to be hanging out with Dennis Rodman. The guy wants bling. He wants to live the life. And Trump knows how to deal with those kind of guys.
Yep.
When you talk to Trump on the number 7, the Iran nuclear deal, not so much. Trump doesn't know how to negotiate that deal because he doesn't understand them. They're coming from a different perspective. But Kim Jong-un, he gets that guy.
I agree with Chad. I agree with me. And I think that's the answer. I think this thing is all laid out.
But the question, though, is what are we getting out of it? Besides these two, you know, just kind
less
of dragging
nuclear arms,
it on, what are we getting out of
peace
it, really?
Deal?
What we're getting out of it is that that Kim Jong-un is not going to shoot a nuclear missile into Washington, D.C. or L.A. or Seattle. As people were worried about 1 year ago when he was doing his Rocket Man tests and threatening the U.S. What's happened is suddenly we have a whole different dance going on with this country. These guys were insulting each other, and people thought that Trump was taking us to the brink of a nuclear disaster. And if there was a war, 100,000 people would immediately die in South Korea. And remember the news. Now the news is, where are they going to have the meeting? Are they going to have it on the 12th, or are they going to have it in July? The whole thing has changed.
Let me ask this question. Do you think that, and Rich, this is a question for you as well, do we think that the Iran, us pulling out of the Iran deal, with 3 years into signing it, do you think that that is weighing on Kim Jong-un at all? That if he does come to some sort of accord with us, we are going to pull the plug because we just showed him that's our pattern?
Well, I think that hopefully he realizes that Trump thinks that the Iran deal was a bad deal to begin with, and that's why he pulled out of it, because it doesn't have our benches.
But what if the next president thinks that this is a bad deal? If I was Kim Jong-un, I would take a beat and I'd think about that.
You know, I think Kim Jong-un is worried about getting just pulverized. I think that's it. I think he thinks Trump is just crazy enough to take it to the level where it sends them back to the dark ages, not with a bomb or something like that, but just cuts them off financially to the point where they can't even exist. Or perhaps there is a SEAL Team 6 going in and his days are numbered. I think he thinks that Trump is crazy enough to do that, and especially when he puts Bolton in, that it could happen. So I think he probably looks at it and goes, okay, I can't play with these guys the way I used to. Maybe this is the tactic I take. Maybe I go and be magnanimous, I be a good guy, I crush all my weapons, and I show everybody that I'm ready to play nice.
Yeah, and beyond that, it doesn't matter, because it has as much impact on our lives as ABC canceling Roseanne or anything else on these surveys.
Agreed. All right, so here we go to the next. This one we're going to skip through real quick, because there's not a whole lot, even though everybody's still talking about the Trump-Russia investigation. There's not a ton new there. The Stephen Halper mole thing is still kind of lurking around, but the media is pretty much treating that like Trump is crazy and there's nuts and there's nothing going on there. So that's at number three. The Trump pardons thing is an interesting story. Who does he want to pardon, and why does he want to pardon them, and who really cares?
He wants to pardon people so that the people that are currently indicted and investigated, his former cabinet members, advisors, friends, and supporters, should hang in there and resist giving up too much information, because he's sending a signal that the cavalry will come, and in the end, he will save them.
And isn't that what every president does?
No. Not at all. Not at all.
Doesn't every president save his friends on the last day?
Other presidents, and Trump may be just like that, often leave people to take the bullet for them. People go to jail to cover up for the big guys.
Scooter Libby.
You can go back to Nixon. A number of his guys took it. No. I think Trump is trying to play both ends of the candle, as they say.
All right. So at number five, we have the steel tariffs. So this is more the art of the deal with Trump trying to get better deals for the United States. He thinks Canada is taking advantage of us. He thinks the Brits are taking advantage of us. So
this is a typical, like, shoot first and figure out the facts later with Trump.
I'm going to trust him on this one.
There's a whole lot behind the scenes of this that could really backfire on American farmers. On American steel.
Thank you, Doug.
Well, it's true, though, and American steel products have not, you know, we'd have to, what's going to probably happen is the tariffs will go through, and American companies who don't have domestic steel mills or aluminum smelters at the ready, because they've been closed down, it's expensive to open them back up again, we're not going to be prepared for this, and so they're going to end up having to suck it up and pay the tariff anyway and still import these goods. It's not a great deal. Once again, right. Trump is, you know, he likes to say all this stuff. He's going to do better deals.
We got 30 seconds to finish this up. Number six, the immigration policy and MS-13. That's a crazy story. But I want to get to the most important things. I think Iran nuclear deal. We talked about that. Murder Russian and journalist. Okay, what are we going to do there? The Kardashian visits Trump story. Give me 20 seconds on that, Victoria.
Kim Kardashian has been working with Jared and Ivanka. They're trying to talk about prison reform, and there's this woman, Alice something or other, I forget her name. She's a 63-year-old great-grandmother. She's been in jail for a life sentence for a nonviolent drug crime. It was her first offense, so they're trying to get her pardoned.
Yeah, there we go. Celebrities trying to get people out of prison. That's a great thing. Right? There's your top 10 topics and people of the week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Thank you, Michael Harrison, for joining us in this hour in place of Doug. And thank you, Victoria Keelan from the DJV Show. I am Rich McFadden. You can check more out at the DJ or TalkRadioCountdownShow.com, and, of course, always at TalkersMagazine.com.
Many children and adults face life-threatening allergies. Race car driver Elliot Sadler discusses the need to react quickly when responding to a life-threatening allergic emergency.
When my son Wyatt was 2 years old, he was diagnosed with a severe peanut allergy. We take precautions in case of an allergic reaction, avoiding known allergens, understanding the signs and symptoms of anaphylaxis, and always carrying an IVQ, an epinephrine auto-injector. Professionally, I understand the importance of acting quickly. I was drawn to IVQ because of the voice instructions helped guide me to act quickly during an allergic emergency. And it's also reassuring that anyone looking after Wyatt can also learn to use. Taking precautions and spreading awareness is so important.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests, wherever you are, I will find you. Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
No, it's not Gone with the Wind. It's 53 past the hour on the DJV show. Rich McFadden and Victoria Keelan, along with Chuck Curry and Movie Moments. And, Chucker, this sounds very Gone with the Windish-y, but I know it's not.
Perfect Storm, George Clooney.
The Perfect Storm.
And we're playing that because a movie called The Drift opens nationwide today, a disaster at sea film with the actor Shailene Woodley.
Shailene Woodley. Yeah.
What was she? She's in the Showtime show, Big Little Lies, correct?
She is, yep. She's been, and she was in The Fault in Our Stars. She's been in a lot of things.
I love that movie. Yeah. I think she's a talent. But anyway, this is probably my favorite genre of the movies, disaster at sea movies.
When everybody dies? Isn't that what happened in The Perfect Storm, when everybody died?
In that one, yeah, correct. That had a pretty sad ending, but I like that. So actually, that's my favorite George Clooney movie. probably the perfect storm.
That would be my favorite George Clooney movie, too, where he dies in the end.
Well, I'll give you an example of some disastrous sea films. Give me your opinion, okay?
All right. Of course, your favorite movie of all time, The Poseidon Adventure.
Well, I'll start from one to ten. The Poseidon Adventure is my all-time favorite movie from 1972. I sent Victoria the Blu-ray for Christmas. She still has not seen it. So
I know. It's literally sitting. I'm looking at it right now. It's on my list of things to do.
It is a great movie, Victoria.
Okay, I'll put Jaws number two.
Yeah.
I'll put Titanic number three. I saw that seven times in the movie theater.
Still never seen it.
Then I'm going to talk about two films you've probably never seen before. One's A Night to Remember from 1958, which is another Titanic movie starring an actor named Kenneth Moore. This is a great movie filmed in black and white. Looks outstanding in high definition. Another movie called The Last Voyage from 1960 with Robert Stack and Dorothy Malone about a sinking ship, about a married man trying to save his wife who's trapped. It's a really good movie. They actually sank a ship when they filmed that film. Number six, I went with James Cameron's The Abyss from 1989 with Ed Harris. I love that movie. Crimson Tide with Gene Hackman and Denzel Washington, that submarine film.
Great movie.
And then number eight, I went with The Shallows with Blake Lively. That movie came out a couple years ago. Small film, but I like it.
Yeah, surprisingly good.
Number nine, Airport 77 with Jack Lemmon about a 747 that crashes in the Bermuda Triangle back in the day. I like that film. And I went with Waterworld with Kevin Costner. Very, I think, much maligned but underrated. I find that movie very entertaining.
Really? All right.
I do.
And this is what Chuck does, everybody. He sits at home and makes lists of the top 10 most obscure movies that are really good movies, but, you know, half of those you have not seen, maybe more. But that's why we love Chuck, and that's why he's beautiful here. So
that's right.
All right.
But, Chuck, let me ask you, though, going back to Adrift, which is opening this weekend, I feel like, is this just one of those movies where you're sitting in the theater and you just have agita for an hour and a half because it's just big waves, and I don't know that I could sit through that. I don't know that I'd want to pay money for that.
Well, I'm going to go tomorrow night. I'll let you know what I think Monday.
All right.
Well, the story's every. Will it, the question is, how close will it come to even? We know it won't beat Solo and the Star Wars thing, but how close will it come?
It's tracking, I think, like $12 million opening weekend. Solo tracking one, although it's expected Solo to drop. Many people think like 60%. I don't really understand why. I don't think it has anything to do with the quality of the film itself. It's, for whatever reason, the overall fan base of the Star Wars franchise is somewhat disinterested in seeing a prequel Solo film. I think prequels are tough because people primarily know the end. There's not a lot of surprises in prequels. Having said that, I thought Solo, for the most part, was entertaining, had some good stuff in it, and I liked it, but the fan base is not showing up like the other recent Star Wars movies that have been released since the
Force Awakens. It did well. I mean, it's not like it didn't do well.
No. But having said that, the budget is high and there's an expectation. So for Disney, it might be a break even, but I think they'll live. Wow. Considering the Avengers Infinity War has made $1.3 billion and still going strong worldwide, I think they'll be quite.
All right, what else is going to be coming out this week?
That's pretty much it. Some movie news of interest. Richard Donner still says in an interview, that's a director, Lethal Weapon 5 is still a go. That would bring back Mel Gibson and Danny Glover. That would be the fifth entry in this franchise. It's been a long time since Part 4. I don't know what kind of audience interest it would be, but I know I'd be one of the first online.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if I'd wait for the DVD or not. But
really?
And I'm disappointed that the TV show bounced the main guy. I mean, I really liked him. Now I don't know whether, you know, how's it doing with the new guy?
I didn't watch it, so I can't offer an opinion, but that's always a tough. We talked about this the other day on the spot here, that Andrew Lincoln's leaving The Walking Dead. He is the star of that show, Rick Grimes. So anytime a lead leaves a show, it's a tough territory to go forward.
There it is. All right, it's 58 past the hour. Chuck Curry and Movie News on the DJV Show.
Hey! Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.